What a lovely morning. Okay, first and foremost, we are going to start by forgiving my neighbor who suddenly decided that all of us have to listen to his or her taste in music for the lovely morning. Anyway, drama. So the drama on the internet has made me wake up today with a lot in mind. Like, to what point do we want to show we're superior than others? Because you people be buying yourself gifts out there and claiming your partners bought them for you. But my question is, won't we give you more value or more respect if you suddenly bought this stuff for yourself? Like, you bought them yourself. You don't have to, my man's bought it, my man's is taking ass here, and all that kind of shit. And I think a notion is that, you see, most of the time, we want to show other people how we're doing good in life and they're not doing good in life. I want to kindly remind everyone of you that social media is not where we post our failures. And even if we post our failures, we sugarcoat our failures in life. You know, it's just a little and all that. It's sugarcoated. Once you truly realize social media is just a place for people to like put their minds off their miserability, have a certain avatar, like it's their perfection, like them in perfect form. You know, if you internalize that social media is all about that, then you'll stop having peer pressure. You'll stop having the constant need to prove to other people that you're doing better than them. Take for instance, go to a cute hotel, do whatever you're doing there, and for starters, start by not taking pictures to prove to people that you're living. Yeah, gets you somewhere, gets you thinking a whole lot of shit. Because think about the millionaires and the billionaires. Do we see someone like Bill Gates going to eat and then snapping everything before you eat? Even sometimes food gets cold because you want to get the perfect aesthetic. My friend, live. It's not every day we do it for aesthetics. Sometimes we just want to live the day, like let this day end peacefully, you know. It's just that. It's not a matter of wanting to show who's superior than the other. Because if you're caught in this tug of war of I'm doing better than you or she's doing better than me, my friend, you'll drown. And these people tap into people's blessings. What are you tapping exactly? Do you even know the spiritual thing it took so that that person gets that thing? Because life is spiritual. Do you? Kindly avoid even tapping into people's blessings that you do not know about. I normally see comments in Diana Mara's comment section. I tap into your blessings. And I'm like, bruh, you serious? You want that? You're for real? Okay, anyway, the topic of blessings is just for another season. However, just today, take a breather and remind your fucking self that it's social media. Don't take it too seriously. And the next time you feel like you want to post things and say your boyfriend bought them, think about not even posting at all. But yeah, if he bought you, well and good, stay with the things you do not have to prove to us. The thing that you're seeking validation from is what will drain you most. Validate yourself. But yeah. Otherwise, the human beings on this planet, my friend. Character development on the hit. Anyway, that's a lovely ranting. My name is Papa Chingigi. See you next time. Bye-bye.